Excuse me, everyone. We now have all of our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines are in a listen-only mode. I would now like to turn the conference over to Vicki Shabo. Ms. Shabo, you may now begin.
Thank you so much, Noelle, and thanks to everyone for joining us today for this Work and Family Coalition Paid Sick Days Advocates Call, convened by the National Partnership for Women and Families. My name is Vicki Shabo, and I'm Vice President here at the National Partnership, and we're so pleased to have so many partners from around the country on the phone today to discuss this unique moment and our push for paid sick days for everyone in the nation. In conjunction with today's call, I'm proud to announce that today we'll send to members of Congress our coalition's letter urging their support for a federal paid sick days proposal, the Healthy Families Act. More than 180 organizations from across the country representing women, children, workers, people with disabilities, public health officials, and others have signed this letter calling for Congress to take action on the Healthy Families Act. A key member of Congress who's standing by our side and who's a tireless champion for working families is Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. She's the lead sponsor of the Healthy Families Act in this Congress, and in her short time as lead sponsor, she's shown tremendous leadership in raising the profile of paid sick days and pushing Congress to take action, and we're honored to have her on the phone today. You'll get a chance to hear from her in a moment. I'll then turn it over to Candace Hemphill from Tukwila, Washington, who knows firsthand what's at stake when workers don't have paid sick days. We'll then hear from Ellen Bravo, Executive Director of Family Values at Work, who will speak about what state and local coalitions are doing to spur the national paid sick days movement. And certainly, last but certainly not least, Kristen Rauf-Finkbeiner, Executive Director and CEO of MomsRising.org, will talk about the growing public demand for paid sick days, measured in the number of letters that Moms Rising members have sent to Congress. And then we'll turn it over to members of the media to ask any questions of the speaker. So with that, it's my pleasure to turn it over to Senator Patty Murray to ask about her remarkable efforts to make paid sick days a priority in the Senate and her upcoming plans, and I know she's excited to be briefing this national coalition.
Well, Vicki, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you all so much for taking the time to join on this call today. I just want to take this chance to thank all of you for your ongoing efforts across the country to build support for guaranteeing access to paid sick days. You are working hard because you believe, just like I do, that no one should have to sacrifice a day's pay or their job altogether just to take care of themselves or their sick child. Because of your hard work, we are seeing real momentum to expand this basic worker protection to more of our families. States and localities, including Tacoma and Seattle in my home state of Washington, have already adopted policies to provide paid sick days. And, of course, last month I was thrilled when 61 senators, including 15 Republicans, agreed that Congress should allow workers to earn paid sick days. Now, as you know, that was a non-binding budget vote, so I wanted to tell you about some next steps that I'm going to be working on to build more support for passing the actual law, the Healthy Families Act, and that's the legislation that would make paid sick days a reality for millions of workers. Now, I'm using every avenue available to me to continue to build support. This week and next, the Senate is putting together its budget conference report. That is the document that outlines what senators will be fighting for as they work with their House counterparts in the budget conference. I have pushed Republican conferees to include the paid sick days provisions in the final budget deal and follow through on what 61 senators have supported. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be making the case for paid sick days on the Senate floor so my colleagues hear how important this is for working families across the country. Yesterday, I launched a tool on my website to give workers and businesses the chance to share their story on why paid sick days are so important to them. And I'm inviting workers and businesses to write in about why paid sick days would be important to them and their families. You know, in Congress, we need to be looking for ways to make sure that our economy and our workplaces work for all of our families, not just the wealthy. Expanding this access to paid sick days couldn't be more important to achieving that goal. But over the coming weeks and months, I am going to need all of your help. I need you to continue your grassroots efforts to expand access to paid sick days at the state and local level. And when you talk to senators, make sure they hear the stories of the families you work with. Tell them what it's like to have to call in sick or put your child on the bus to school when they're sick, or because you can't afford to call in to work, or worse, you could get fired if you don't clock in. That will be critical in building momentum here in Congress and encouraging more senators to add their names to our Healthy Families Act. This is not going to happen overnight, but I'm going to tell you, with your help, we are going to continue to build support in Congress, and together we are going to get this done for millions of Americans across the country. So thank you all for your incredible work. I really appreciate it.
Senator, thank you so much for the leadership that you've shown in even just these short 4 months, but certainly for all of the years you've been serving and fighting for working families. And we should just recognize, too, that Representative DeLauro in the House is your co-lead sponsor, and she, too, has been a tireless advocate.
She's been great, great to work with, so thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to turn it over now to Candace Hemphill, who lives in Washington State, to talk a bit about why this matters so much and to energize our coalition partners to keep fighting for this policy. Candace?
Hello, my name is Candace Hemphill. I work at the South Center Macy's in Tukwila, Washington. Right now, we get no paid sick leave. People are losing pay when they get sick, and then also we do have some time that we can take when sick, but they don't accept doctor notes or anything, so we're still disciplined for it. It's very critical for me that we have the paid sick leave due to the fact that I was a juvenile diabetic, which led to 8 eye surgeries, which led to kidney failure, and ended up in a beautiful kidney and pancreas transplant. With that comes a lot of responsibility, and one is me not having an immune system. This means if somebody is sick, it could be deadly to me. If somebody has the flu, it could be deadly to me. So when my coworkers come in coughing, sick, their children are sick, and they have to come to work, that puts my life at risk. For a cold, for the average person, could be a week. To me, it could be 2 months, death, emergency room, just so much stuff that I shouldn't have to go through. This is a risk that it shouldn't even be an option to have, especially for one of the biggest retailers out there. I don't understand why just 10 miles away in Seattle and 20 miles away in Tacoma, they get the paid sick leave. I just think it's very important that it's a statewide issue, not just for me, because there's others in this very serious situation. I understand people have children, people get sick, and they should not be disciplined when they need to go home for paid sick leave. We need to get this nationwide, and I think Senator Murray hit it perfectly, because it's such a threat for just normal people to have to be at work with sick coworkers. Thank you.
Candace, thank you so much. And I know you've been a staunch advocate and part of the fight there in Washington State, and you make a really compelling case for why everybody in the nation needs access to paid sick days, regardless of where they live or who they work for. I'm going to turn it over now to Ellen Bravo from Family Values at Work.
Thanks so much. It's great to be on. Before the State of the Union address, the members of the coalitions in all 21 states in our network wrote the president to share stories of why they need the Healthy Families Act. Most of them were like yours, Candace, but some were like a seamstress in Portland, Oregon. Her name is Erin. She described waking up one day with one of those flus, you know, where you can't lift your head, felt a few minutes of panic, and then she remembered they'd won paid sick days, so she could recover and put food on the table and pay bills that were needed by local businesses in her economy. Today, there are more than 9.5 million people like Erin, and that number is growing because we've won so far in 3 states and 18 cities. The coalitions that are making this possible are proud to be paving the way for a national standard, but they're also very aware of the need for that because they have friends and loved ones who live in states that are not going to pass this on their own. So we're very grateful to Senator Murray and the other champions, and determined to keep fighting until no one in this country risks a paycheck or a job for being a good parent or following doctor's orders. Thanks so much to all of you.
Thanks, Ellen. And I'm going to turn it over now to Kristen Rauthingfeiner from Moms Rising to talk about the work their members have done contacting members of Congress and helping to build the drumbeat that we need.
Thank you for including Moms Rising today on this call, and a big thank you from moms and dads across the nation and in Washington State to Senator Murray for her powerful leadership boosting our families and our economy. Moms have your back. In the last year alone, the members of Moms Rising have made more than 73,600 constituent contacts directly in support of paid sick days. Momentum and momentum is growing. I'm delighted to report that as momentum is growing in cities and states and at the national level, as Ellen reported and as Senator Murray reported, We're seeing momentum and our movement growing. Moms Rising is growing. We've seen increased engagement related to paid sick days and to other core economic security policies. Our membership of over a million members is still expanding, and our readership is expanding too. Member engagement is up 200% from last year. This growth is directly because more people are waking up, more people are speaking out, more people are sharing their stories, are contacting elected leaders, and are taking action to update our outdated workplace policies, like fighting to advance paid sick days for all. We are thankful for your leadership, and we are also very thankful for the movement of multiple organizations working together to advance paid sick days, a policy we know boosts both our families and our economy alike. Now is the time. Thank you.
Kristen, thanks so much. And thanks so much especially to Candace for sharing your story, and Senator Murray for your unwavering commitment, and to Kristen and to Ellen. Before we go to questions, I'll just sum up here by saying that when it comes to paid sick days, it's clear that progress is inevitable. It will happen. It is happening now. The pro-worker and pro-business evidence is in. Coast-to-coast momentum, as Kristen was saying, is undeniable. And the public need and demand is clear. An overwhelming majority of the public across demographic and partisan lines favor the policy. In other words, the country is ready for the Healthy Families Act, and I know that this coalition stands ready to make that change happen, contacting members of Congress, working in communities, and really elevating the need for this incredibly important policy. With that, we're ready to take questions from the media. Unfortunately, the senator has had to jump off, but the rest of the speakers are willing and able to take questions from any media that might be on the phone.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions from reporters. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Emily Crockett with RH Reality Check.
Hi, folks. Thanks for having this call. I was wondering if any of you know which Republicans in Congress are most likely to support the legislation, or who's being targeted in this latest push.
Hi, Emily. It's at the National Partnership. And there is a list up on our website of the 15 Republicans who voted yes on the budget resolution, but are not yet co-sponsors of the Healthy Families Act, as well as the Democrats, frankly, who voted yes on the resolution and aren't yet co-sponsors of the Healthy Families Act. And a lot of the attention that we at the National Partnership are paying to this, and that I know groups across the country are paying, is in trying to make that symbolic support for paid sick days translate into support for the Healthy Families Act. Noelle, do you want to go to the next question?
Yes, thank you. We have no further questions. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. We have no questions at this time.
All right. Well, we were hoping to be able to, I know coalition partners were hoping to be able to ask the senator questions, and unfortunately she had to run. But I can say from the questions that have come in that folks are really engaged and eager to work with the senator, eager to know how ordinary Americans across the country and organizations that comprise this coalition, the 186 or so who signed the letter, what we can all do together to help move Congress in a positive direction. So I know that all of us on this phone call today are really excited to work with each other and work with members of Congress to make this the moment that we've all been working so hard for over these years. So I think that's all that we've got for today.
Vicki, could I just add one comment to the HRH reality check? It's interesting to note that Senator Toomey from Pennsylvania and Senator Johnson from Wisconsin changed their original no votes to yes. This is a good sign, I think, that people who are in contested elections understand that voters do not want to see votes against paid sick days. And so we hope to build on that momentum. And I also want to say to the reporters on the call that in addition to Candace, there's lots of workers who are available to speak to you if you want more examples of the consequences of the lack of paid sick days. And I know that both myself from Family Values at Work and Kristen from Moms Rising we'd be happy to give you names if anyone wants additional people to talk to. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Ellen. And in addition, you know, many of us, Restaurant Opportunity Center, domestic workers, the folks from Making Change at Walmart, the folks at U.S. Action, are all working hard at the grassroots with members of their communities, and there are so many resources for reporters that are looking to do stories on this, so many resources for partners around the country who want to get involved at our website, nationalpartnership.org, or paidsickdays.org, and many others. So thank you so much, Ellen and Kristen and Candace, and to the Senator, everyone looking in. We are going to make this change happen. There is remarkable work being done to advance paid sick days and build the fair and family-friendly workplaces this country needs. So thank you, and talk to you all soon.